Welcome back to the Sports Drive here on ESPN Pensacola. Joining me is a special guest here, J.M. Correa, an American-Ecuadorian race car driver. Grew up here in the States in Miami. J.M., how are you doing today?
Hi, Drew. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is very much my pleasure. So to get into a little bit of who you are an F3 driver currently for the French team ART, and again, the Formula 3 championship this year. What got you into racing?
Yeah, it all started a long time ago in Ecuador. I started with my father when I was 7 years old, just the karting. You know, it was a weekend activity for the family, and it slowly grew into something that was much more than a hobby, and it turned out to be, you know, my career of choice. So pretty much how all the sportsmen start in their respective sports.
Right. Is there a certain moment where you know, you felt it turn from a hobby into what eventually became your career? Like there was a race, or there was a specific moment that you had the realization, man, this is something I want to do and I can do as a career?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I always knew I wanted to do it, you know. It sounds crazy, but since I was seven, I knew I wanted to be a professional driver. Mm. But in my career, I would say the turning point was 2013 when I won the karting world championship. I was racing back there in Miami. I was representing Team USA in the world championship. I ended up winning, which was a big surprise for everyone. And that really kind of, you know, exploded my career in a positive way. I went over to Europe, started driving over there, and really began climbing up the ladder to Formula One. So I would say that was a very, you know, important year for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, I know you're familiar with the Drive to Survive series. I think that's you know, impacted a lot of Americans into becoming F1 fans in general, and just, you know, from F1 to F2 to F3. Christian Horner, who is the Red Bull team principal at F1, he compared F1 drivers to fighter pilots. And you know, once you get in the car, it's you and you're in control, and you have to have that determination and also, you know, the moxie to know that anything can happen when you're in a race car. Do you feel that same way, where when you strap in and it's lights out, that you have that identity, I guess, or you have that mindset of a fighter pilot, where you know anything can happen, but you know that you're in control and you have the ability to go out and perform to your very best?
Yeah, you need to have that mindset. I think that's a very good description of what it feels like. And also, you know, it's very lonely in a way out there, because once you're strapped into the cockpit, you're out there. You know, you have the team, you can talk to them on the radio, but the only one that's in control is yourself. So you need to be aggressive as well. You need to be sharp, and you need to be ready for anything, because it's a very unpredictable sport. So yeah, it's something quite special to be in control of, you know, such a mighty machine. It's basically, I describe it as a roller coaster that you can control. That's what it feels like.
Very, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So obviously, you know, in light of the highs and the lows of racing, sometimes obviously, you know, accidents occur, and the accident that occurred back in 2019, a devastating incident that left you nearly having a career-ending injury, and obviously you've battled back from that. It's truly one of the most inspiring comebacks in not only motorsports history, but in sports history in general. In light of that, how has your recovery gone to this point? Obviously, it seems to be in good shape. But when did you actually begin that recovery after that accident, after the race in Spa in 2019?
I mean, the recovery began immediately. The first few months, I was hospitalized, and we were just trying to save the legs initially, because it was that bad. You know, the right leg was very close to being amputated. I also broke a couple of vertebrae. My lungs collapsed, and I was in an induced coma for a couple of weeks. So really, in the beginning, it was really a life or death scenario. Then slowly, I got slightly better, but I still spent around a year and a half in a wheelchair, had over 20 surgeries to reconstruct my legs. And as you said, you know, it was very close to being a career-ending incident, and I'm still battling with it. You know, I've been back this whole year. I drove a car for the first time in February of 2021, and it's been a very tough comeback year. You know, to come back also at such a high level like it is in the Formula 3 World Championship, it's not been easy, but it's been a very good progression. I'm very excited for what's to come. I will still be working with my rehab guys, my doctors. You know, there's still work to do, but I am feeling closer and closer to being 100%, you know, 100% capable, at least behind the steering wheel.
Yeah, that is fantastic to hear. What made you want to get back in the cockpit and race again after such a scary incident like that?
Well, it's been my passion my whole life. I've sacrificed everything for this, for being in this position. And I was just not willing to give that up because of the accident. I also used my comeback as my own motivation to go through the, you know, endless hours of rehab and pain that I had to endure. So the decision was easy for me, and I made it quite early that I would come back. Many people thought it was not going to be possible, but so far I proved them all wrong.
Yeah, right. You absolutely have. Is that one of the things that drove you, you know, in your recovery process, is having that mindset of a racer in general and taking that into the recovery process, along with the fact that a lot of people didn't think that you would ever come back from that?
Yeah, definitely. I think my whole attitude has been shaped by my career, and my life so far has revolved around racing since I was a little kid. And I think that attitude of, you know, sacrifice, competitiveness, and it has helped me greatly throughout this whole process. You know, for me, it's nothing, let's say, new or strange to spend 4 or 5 hours a day in a gym. You know, I was doing that already before the accident. The only difference is now I'm doing it to do rehab instead of weightlifting and running. So that really helped. And like you said, I took that competitiveness, trying to prove people wrong, and just doing it not only to prove other people wrong, but for myself. You know, I knew this is what really makes me happy, and I would have never forgiven myself if I didn't even try to come back.
Yeah, well, again, speaking with J.M. Correa, Formula 3 driver for ART. He is an American Ecuadorian race car driver. So a couple of the things that you're doing while here in Florida, you're going to a couple of schools to talk about overcoming adversity. And, you know, if anybody's listening right now, what things would you say, I guess, has been the number one thing that you've learned in that process of overcoming fear and being able to, you know, work your tail off to get to where you are? Is there anything in particular that you've learned from this, or anything that you'd like to say to anybody who, you know, may be going through the same sort of process?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm in Florida with Step One Automotive Group. They've been my main partner for a few years now. And we have a really cool week planned ahead. I'm actually, like you said, going to talk to a couple of schools. I think it's elementary kids, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I mean, this process has taught me countless things, not only about myself, but life in general, and it has changed my perspective in many ways. But I think, you know, the main thing about working for your goals is the worst thing that can happen is not trying, right? You know, you just got to give it your all. And, you know, when I was at my lowest after the accident, I think the only thing that I was taking away from my whole journey was not what I achieved, but the fact that I had given 100% the whole time, you know, to try and get there. And that was a really special feeling. And I realized, you know, whatever I want to do in life, I will do it at 100%. Doesn't matter if I get it or not, but at least I tried. And I think that's the mentality that everyone should have.
Absolutely. Well, again, your story is very, very inspiring. Lastly, I'll ask you about this. So what is, obviously, you know, you mentioned your passion for racing. What is your favorite part of being, of the experience of racing in F2 and in F3?
I think, I mean, first of all, I feel very, very privileged to be in those categories, to have made it that far. You know, there's only 20 Formula 2 drivers in the entire world and 30 Formula 3 drivers in the entire world. So it's a special feeling to be one of them. And, you know, my main pleasure from racing is just the pure adrenaline. At the end, you know, there's a lot around it, you know, with a lifestyle, the traveling, which can be appealing to many people. But for me, the main appeal is just the actual adrenaline, driving fast, and that feeling of being in control.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, JM, and best of luck, of course, with your recovery and also, you know, the rest of your racing career. As an American who follows F1, I follow the sport a lot, and you know, certainly will be following along your way as well and the rest of your career. Best of luck, and again, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate you sharing your story and also spending some time to talk to me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you again. That is JM Correa, American Ecuadorian F3 driver for the French team ART. We'll be back after this as the Sports Drive continues on ESPN Pensacola.